Hi, I'm Marcy McKay from Amarillo. I'm excited to be a radio reader for High Plains Public Radio's book club. The Spirit Catches You and You Fall Down is thought-provoking and insightful. Even though it was written in 1997, it's still standard reading for some nursing schools today. The book does a beautiful job of leaving you sympathetic to both the American doctors as well as the Hmong refugees who they were treating. For me, this story reminded me of the summer of 2009, when a dear church friend of mine who has since died from COVID and I took a van full of grumpy teenagers on our church's first holy pilgrimage to South Dakota. The kids were grumpy because there was a technology ban for the 16-hour drive there and back, as well as for the full week there. I'm talking no cell phones, no computers, no iPods, nothing. That week was life-changing for us all. We visited Wounded Knee, Mount Rushmore, and climbed the Lakota's most sacred mountain, Bear Butte. We spent the entire week exploring our Christian faith through the eyes of the Lakotas. What I noticed from the get-go was that these indigenous people are a we culture, while Americans tend to be a me culture. Meaning, the Lakotas tend to think of the group collective first, whether it's the family unit, the broader community, or their entire tribe. In the good old US of A, we pride ourselves on our individuality. To the Lakotas, everything and everyone is interconnected and deserves equal respect, from doing household chores to being chief of the tribe. The teenagers noticed the cultural contrast too. We all admitted we tend to think about how life affects us before others. We realize with the Lakotas that maybe there's another way, a better way. By the end of the week, we all agreed, even the grumpy teenagers, that a life without technology helped us feel more creative, energized, and grounded, to be more open-minded, to see that our way was not the only way, especially to those we feel are different than us. We also have several cultures still today within the same country of the United States. This book bite was recorded in February of 2021, still in the middle of COVID-19. Yes, vaccines are here and life is definitely looking up, but I think we all feel battered and bruised from our first global pandemic together. Over and over this past year, I watched the difference between the me mentality and the we mentality, masks versus no masks, quarantining at home versus don't tread on my rights, Republicans versus Democrats. Some folks delight in arguing with family, friends, and strangers in person and online, while others want to bury their heads in the sand because all of this is just so unpleasant. Neither response is especially helpful. We need to find a way to move forward together. Maybe there's another way, a better way. So those are my thoughts after reading The Spirit Catches You and You'll Fall Down, a book that feels more like a dialogue between you and the author rather than a narrative. This is Marcy McKay, local author from Amarillo and radio reader from High Plains Public Radio.